How we doing?
How's your family doing, man?
Oh, they're good. I just got off the phone with them minutes ago, and yeah, we stocked up on baby food, so we're good on that department, and yeah, everyone's good.
Tom, Jonathan said that watching the video of what's going on, listening to what's going on, is like a punch in the gut for him. How would you describe what it's like for you?
Yeah, it's just devastating, you know? I mean, it's a shame that it's happening, and I mean, when I got drafted here, I kept hearing that term, like, Texas tough. Everyone's Texas tough. And it really shows in these situations, you know. Houston's, a really resilient city, and we try and instill those traits into our football team. And I know we all wish we could be there with them and be helping, and it's just a shame.
What have you thought of that, Texas tough, right now?
Yeah, I mean, it shows. I mean, everyone's out there, everyone's fighting, and everyone's battling, and I know as a city we'll get through this, and it's really unfortunate.
Tom, what's it been like?
I understand a couple of you guys have pretty young kids.
Yeah.
What's that like as a father and also playing?
Yeah, she just turned 7 months. I mean, she's the most amazing baby in the world, and obviously I want to be there with her, but I know my wife's got it under control. It's just, here you kind of feel a little handcuffed, you know, you can't do anything, and as a father you want to be there, and you want to be there to support her and protect her, and that's the hardest thing for all the guys, and I can speak for them. They all want to be there, and I mean, we're the fathers, you know, we want to be out there. And
Tom, what's O'Brien been like handling this with you guys?
I mean, he's been tremendous with it. I mean, it's a really tough spot to be as a coach, you know, because so many guys want to be with their families and stuff, but at the same time, I mean, it is what it is. We have a game coming up, and it's divisional opponent, and we have to really stay focused on Jacksonville and obviously Dallas coming up. And so I can only imagine how hard it is for him to kind of be able to separate that. But at the end of the day, it's family's family, and I know a lot of us want to be there for him. Yeah, that's always how my wife's been. She's a very selfless person in that term, and she's always texting me every 5 minutes telling me that summer's okay, and I know her. My mother-in-law's in town with them, so that helps a lot, and she's very supportive and understanding, but at the same time, I mean, I've seen her probably 3 days in the last month, so just is what it is, you know.
Tell me, how tough is it to focus right now on your job, because you have a job to do?
You know, I think, yeah, it's tough. Obviously, we have all this stuff going on back home, but I know the guys, we have a really good room in there and really good leaders, and being a professional is handling this stuff and also handling the stuff outside of the locker room, and I feel like that's what we're doing. We're doing a good job of it. Like I said, we're all really concerned with everything going back. And at the same time, it'd be a good kind of breath of fresh air to get a win, you know, first Jacksonville for the city, and that's our focus right now.
Coach says you're dedicating this season to the city of Houston. How much does that mean to you, just being the quarterback of this team and sort of the message and mentality of this team?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the city kind of instills some of those traits that they have into our team. You know, it's, you look at our fan base, it's the most passionate group you'll see in the NFL. And I mean, just being the quarterback, it's a huge message that, I mean, listen, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to sling the ball down the field, and we're going to do everything we can to get some wins in. And like I said, it's an unfortunate situation, but we're gonna focus on Jacksonville and do whatever we can to get a win for the city. Your
thoughts on some of the charitable initiatives that are going on?
Yeah. I think it's just, obviously JJ is one of the most selfless guys you'll ever meet, and all the people that are out there donating, and I just got a text from couple of the guys back in Pittsburgh that they're going to do something, and I mean, everything helps, and like I said, we all want to be there, we all want to be there to help and support, but I mean, right now there's, like I said, we're kind of handcuffed, you know, we're kind of stuck, so.
Would you like to see this game canceled on Thursday?
You know, that's way above my pay grade. Obviously, everybody wants to compete, everyone wants to play, but at the same time, there's nothing more important than family, and I know as a father, I want to be there for my daughter and be there to protect her while all this stuff's going on.
Have you done some FaceTiming with Summer?
I do, every break I get. She has no idea what's going on, and she's still smiling, so it's a relief, but obviously there's some things going on that are very unfortunate. Thanks, guys.